I get a beach ball. And go ahead.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And I almost didn't know what the heck was going on.
I almost didn't know who you were. I almost didn't, if you didn't tell me.
It's been a long time since I've seen you. How are you doing, old buddy?
No, it hasn't really. It's been a while since we did this show, but I saw you recently, like days ago.
Was it days ago?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like on the 20th.
All right.
I know it was that date because of that's when we brought my Mac Mini to the Apple store.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm working 6 days a week, and one day is just leading into the next.
After all that budget and economic fiasco, you guys are working 6 days a week. That's crazy.
Why?
And going home after 2 hours. I work 6 days a week, but only 5 hours a week. What's up with that?
That was on Monday. We did have a part shortage, and that's why we worked last night.
That was on Monday. I worked 6 days.
On Monday, I worked 2 hours, yes. 2 hours,
that's pretty good.
And we didn't even work, got in, and there was no parts.
It is nice when that happens, because you get paid for half the day, right?
You get paid...
Not 8 hours, you get paid 4 hours.
2 hours full-time pay of the time we were there, and then 6 hours at short work week rate.
6 hours? I thought it was you only get paid till lunch if you go home before lunch.
No, it's short work week.
Right.
Hours, whichever that is.
Okay, 80. That always been the same then?
Pretty much.
I don't know where I had been at that time, even.
You have been out of the loop, sir.
Yes, sirry, Bob.
Well, what's going on with you as far as health and working and all that stuff?
There is no health or work.
You're looking pretty healthy.
Yeah, I feel okay. We got one of those back massages recently. I don't think we talked about that. Shih Tzu massage.
Watch your language.
Two little dogs in it that bite your back. No, shiatsu massage thing that you put on a chair. And it's got a remote control and everything. And it just kneads into your back and everything. It's super powerful, strong, and beautiful. It's amazing. It does a rolling massage if you want. And you can spread the balls that massage you inward and outward. And it's got heat, that infrared heat. It's got the shiatsu massage. And you can have it. Just do spot massage. You can move it in increments if you want, or you can have it do lower back or upper back or the whole back. Very cool. It's amazing. I never thought this would be that good,
but
until I tried
good.
One.
And you, it's like a chair mount thing, right? You got to put it on a chair.
Yeah, like a seat cushion almost kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put it on the chair, and it's it just works.
But it could work on a bed too, I suppose.
I don't know that you'd want to lay on it because it's. If you're putting that much pressure on it, it's going to hurt your back because it's strong. It really pushes in. So, I mean, you want some control sitting at it.
All right.
It'll actually push you away from it.
Just like your wife does with you.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. Same thing, yeah. Especially when she's sitting on the chair and I'm trying to get on it. But, let's see what else. We were in Detroit recently, which was... a good time. It was a nice day, and we got to go to the Apple store and all that stuff. That was fun.
But you're telling me you're swamped. What are you swamped with?
Oh, swamped as far as
time
stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Swamped with band stuff, swamped with helping Rolling on Detroit, swamped with rewriting scripts.
Oh, right.
Swamped with. Looking for somewhere to put my clothes because I just gave Lana one of my dressers.
Why would you do that?
Because she was out running out of space. She needed room for some things in her closet, and she has like extra things in there, like some blankets and things like that. So she was going to get these two dresser things, which I thought would crowd up the room. And then I was going to have to move this other thing that we have in the room, in the office/studio room. And I thought, you know, you're going to go spend like $300 on extra dressers. Just take one of mine because I have two man's dressers.
Are they man's dressers?
You know, or the difference between dressers? Men's dressers and women's dressers. They have the short, long ones, sometimes with a mirror, and a man's is the upright style. Well, I have two of those side by side because I need a lot of room for a lot of stuff. And most of it's not even clothes. But anyway, I filled up like four garbage, big garbage bags full of clothes and took them out of there and have to just put them like downstairs in storage so she can have a dresser. Because that's how I roll.
That's a good way to roll, I think.
Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, and if you ever have to, you know, leave at a moment's notice.
I'm ready to go.
Just grab.
But you know me, I like living out of bags. I'd rather have my stuff in bags than in a dresser. You just grab it and go.
Right.
Grab it and go. It's like one motion. G&G. Grab it and go.
G&G.
Yeah. You just grab it and go.
Not to be confused with G&R.
I, at one time, I wanted to keep one of those empty plastic tubs under the desk.
Yeah.
So I could just pull it out, dump everything in it, and go. In case of emergency or fire or anything like that. Because there's some things that you want to take out of here. If this place was ablaze, man, I bet you'd grab something. You'd grab the laptop, at least, and a drive or something. Or a drive.
I'd drive my drive, yeah.
I'd grab my Drobo and split. And my power. I'd run back in for the PowerBook at any cost. It has sentimental value, yeah, but it's driving me crazy. Like, literally.
You sound like a Windows user.
I'm losing it. Oh, you know how bad, you don't know how bad Windows, you have no idea what I go through. You know how many times I videotaped stuff for you, and I was so frustrated with the video stuff, I just even deleted them? Never sent you anything, probably. I've used my iPhone and talked and filmed all kinds of stuff on here for you in the last week and deleted it all.
He cannot put up with the bull.
Didn't even want to have to like send it or anything or make it smaller or do anything because it's that bad.
Bummer.
But I did, I think I did send you my video of chocolate popcorn.
what's up with
Atlanta
that?
Made chocolate popcorn.
Oh, that was
popcorn
that?
And you pour stuff on it and it hardens and that?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Burritos tomorrow.
Holy moly. He's got
I'm not playing around.
He's got his menu all planned out.
Well, here. Training starts on the third. Like, the real deal. There's no playing around. So I'm kind of enjoying myself a little bit. I would have liked to stop and got cookies on the way today, but I have no time for that. Too busy editing scripts all morning since 5 o'clock. No, I'm just kidding. Not.
You're crazy, man.
You want to go to the... No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, we can go to the news. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Or have you got anything going on around here?
We ain't got time for that.
Okay.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, and here we are in the Big JD and Lippo newsroom.
The grab it and go thing? Fred thought you were trying to say the set it and forget it. What is that? That's a infomercial thing, isn't it?
Set that's a Ron Popeil or something, isn't it? It's one of those cooking things. Just set it and forget it. It's the rotisserie type thing. You open it up, put in a turkey, and you set it and forget it.
I bet you that's not it. He's going to tell us what it is, I bet.
And it burns because you like forgot all about it.
I think it's a ShamWow guy.
Oh, it might be him, yeah. Did you see the spoof on ShamWow?
Oh, yeah.
That's very funny.
Very. Well, there's a couple of them.
Is there?
There's like the one that sends his voice through the iPhone app that makes you sound like that.
Oh, okay. No, this is just the one that somebody else did dubbed audio over his video talking about, you know, it made it really funny. It's very good. It's funny. I wonder if somebody saw it.
Rotisserie. You're right.
Yeah, rotisserie, yeah.
You're good, man.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah. Well, I buy everything on those I have to buy everything. No, I'm just kidding. But I have seen it, yeah.
Wow.
Some things are cool. We have the magic bullet. You ever seen that?
That's a beer, isn't it?
No.
It's a chairlift.
No.
Okay.
It's the one you save for the wife. No, it's... the magic bullet is a blender. It's like a single style
blender.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. You can make a cup up thing in it. It's awesome.
One milkshake of something.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Like, better than you know, every time she's going to buy something, I'm like, complain about it. Like, why are you going to buy that one? Never use it, blah, 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 blah. And then they turn out to be always the greatest thing ever.
That's why you married her, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the better half. And there's a thing that you can get for it that is a juicer top. that we don't have with it. And I'm trying to like find that. I'll have to get it from eBay or somewhere. But it's a juicer thing, and you can actually juice because you push all the stuff down and juice with it. Juicing is great, man. Do you know how good juicing is?
You're getting me going with that.
What do you mean, excited? Or yes. You want to juice?
What do you got for news, JD?
I have a couple things. One is that you may know that Bret Michaels is or was in the hospital for some kind of an aneurysm thing he's got going on. Hemorrhage, brain hemorrhage, bleeding from the stem of his brain. And something that I didn't realize is that guy's only 47 years old.
He's our age, yes.
Yeah, he's a guy, not my age, but he's a guy that I thought he was in his 50s. Like, I know that he's a little bit younger than most of those older rocker guys, but I thought mm-hmm. he was in his 50s because he actually looks pretty old. I mean, he's had some face stuff done or something.
Oh, yeah.
But he looks pretty worn out and old.
Well, he's been on the road for decades.
I guess, but you'd think all the rock and roll and chicks would keep you a little younger looking, but he does look old, and I thought he was older, and I'm just surprised he's only 47, and I'm like, wow, he must have really been young when they were at their high point.
Yep. In his 20s. Because I remember playing Poison tunes.
I wonder if he's actually gone bald, and that's all phony hair or anything.
I don't wonder. I think it is. He's blonde, though, so maybe not. Blonde guys don't tend not to bald as badly as...
You know who I like and got really old at some point? David Lee Roth. And do you know he drives an ambulance in New York or something like that? No, that's what he does. You know his father was like a surgeon, right?
Yes.
And he's now involved in something there. But he's an ambulance guy. What do you call it? A paramedic or whatever?
Yeah, paramedic.
Went to school for it after, and that's what he does.
Yeah, that all sounds very familiar, yeah. He's an interesting guy, that's for sure. Yeah, but Bret Michaels, yeah, that's crazy. Because on April 12th, he was rushed to the hospital for an appendectomy.
Right.
So he got out of the hospital, and next thing you know, he's got a really bad headache. And
so how does he perform without a leg?
What?
What's an appendectomy? Now, he's had his appendix removed, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's right now, he's on Apprentice. The Apprentice, I should say. The show.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why? What's up? He's getting around this guy. Eh? He's like popular, man.
He's one of the guys who's on The Apprentice.
Okay.
So they got him who's on there.
Is it Celebrity Apprentice or something?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. I don't get to see that, so.
I don't watch it either.
Myself. I've been watching the Flintstones every morning, though.
Flintstones. Well, Fred's on the chat right
there
now.
There you go. Oh, right.
He's on The Apprentice as well as Sharon Osbourne's on there, too.
Oh, okay.
She's one of the women. And she's sick, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
No, she's had cancer, I think, something.
She's coughing up a lot.
And Dio, too, is... what's up with him now? Do you know any late news on Dio?
No. Refresh my memory.
He's been in the hospital from, I don't know what, stomach cancer or some kind of cancer, and he's been going through chemo. And he's been doing a few things as he's been doing chemo. I guess he's doing okay, but I don't really know the latest. And but I do know that his cousin... from a band that I've really dug for a long time, The Rods. His cousin plays guitar. He played guitar on the first Elf album, actually. Anyway, The Rods are awesome New York band. And his cousin went to visit him while he's been sick. And apparently, they went in the studio and Dio to do some final mixing or mastering for David Feinstein's CD that he's got coming out. So that's going to be great.
Cool.
And I dig that guy.
And Dio, he's only 47 too, eh?
Dio, no, he's up there, man. He's in his 60s, so.
It's amazing that guys like Keith Richards, for example, you know, or Mick Jagger even, or Paul McCartney, those guys, I'm surprised, like, you know, there's something really medically wrong doesn't go bad, you know, with them.
I think
guys.
At some point they made a big turnaround, though, did they not?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Or at least Jagger. I don't know what Keith Richards did to turn around, but I think he's done something.
Well, he stopped doing heroin.
Yeah, well, I think they're healthier. I don't know if he's still smoking or what, but...
Keith Richards still smokes and still drinks.
Yeah, okay.
Every day, all day long.
But that's not necessarily the culprit, you know what I mean?
No, it's not.
There's people that smoke their whole life and live way longer than people that don't.
That's right.
And don't even die from anything related to that.
Exactly. That's what happened to my grandmother. She was like 88. She smoked like...
I think it's other things. It can be stuff in the air. It's things from man. It's in our food. You know how bad food is.
I like to watch food.
Just garbage.
Did you watch Food Inc. yet?
Oh, of course I've seen that, but I knew that like long before that. That just food is just garbage.
Food is garbage.
Food is garbage. Yeah, you really gotta.
Is that the quote of the day?
Change your eating if you want to eat, you know, to be healthy.
Right.
Because there isn't anything that's healthy.
Well, there's something that's healthy.
Barely. Yeah, nuts and berries that are organic.
So you're saying you have to really go look for something healthy.
You can't drink the water. You can't eat the meat. You can't eat anything processed. You can't have anything.
I wish I had sound effects as you're talking right now.
Yeah, like, we do. We've got it all. Like we are technologically tuned in, yet we have nothing going on.
Like I want to play some ominous music in the background, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Will you just do that while I talk?
I will not do that. More news.
The other thing, I had another piece of news, and that was, and of course, when I look at my news pages, I usually use US Today, USA Today, and there's...
USA Today.
Yeah.
That's your news source right there.
It is, USA Today, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Why?
For one thing, you're not in the USA.
I'm not?
No.
I'm working with a USAN.
And for all US media, top, like mainstream USA Today, that's all... all paid
oh my God.
It's all paid for. You all right?
Just for no reason, the application Safari quit unexpectedly. And I had like seven, all my pages and tabs and everything.
Well, good thing you have a history menu.
It's just useless, man. It's just useless. Don't like, what throw is the this, reason for that?
Don't throw
Why this. Why would that even happen?
Well, because you got a...
I didn't do anything.
You got seven tabs running in your browser.
I didn't even do anything.
Do you know how much RAM that takes?
There's going to be some ramming going on.
Don't throw this unless I have the video camera running.
I know. It won't happen. Now I'm at the Apple Start page, waiting for the Start page to come up, and nothing. It's just white still, loading. It'll load forever.
That's crazy. I don't even know.
Anyway, it was the South Park guys. They did something against the Muslim king or whoever. I don't know. Some Arab. I don't know what. I have to find my... page now, but they were going to have something on the show that poked fun at somebody in the Arab nation or something. Somebody,
yeah.
I don't know if you heard about it or whatever, but they actually had to stop the audio from playing at that part of the South Park or whatever, not to air that,
right?
Because they were their lives were threatened.
Sure.
And then it was said, though, that they weren't threatened directly, but they depicted on the website from whoever was claiming all this pictures of somebody that was like decapitated for doing the similar thing and said this could happen. And they posted the address and everything of where South Park is done and everything like that. So all the Muslim nation or whoever it is could, you know where they are and everything.
They just don't get it, obviously. They have... poked fun at like every single
of course but
end of society, like the Canadians, Jews, everything, like it's but Islams are they're not
Islams
Islams
Islam
Muslims
let me see if I can
they're not they're stuff. Not fair game. You don't talk about us or we will kill you. Taking a little too far, don't you think?
What? Oh, that South Park takes things too far.
Yeah.
Well, it's extreme for sure, but I don't know, man. It's entertainment, but not everybody's entertained. Let's see. Producers of South Park said Thursday that Comedy Central removed a speech about intimidation and fear from their show after a radical Muslim group warned that they could be killed for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. It came during about 35 seconds of dialogue between the cartoon characters of Kyle Jesus Christ and Santa Claus and was bleeped out. It wasn't some meta joke on our part, producers Trey Parker and Matt Stone said. Comedy Central declined to comment. Earlier this week, the radical group Revolution Muslim said on its website that South Park had insulted their prophet during last week's episode by depicting him in a bear costume. And the group said it wasn't threatening Parker and Stone, but let's see, it included a gruesome picture, like I had mentioned, of Theo van Gogh, a Dutch filmmaker, killed by a Muslim extremist in 2004, and said the producers could meet the same fate. And the website posted the address of Comedy Central's New York office and the California production studio where South Park is made.
Yeah, they put him in a bear suit because they were making fun of the whole... Muslims gonna kill the Dutch cartoonist who had some kind of rendition of Allah, and they made, you know, you can't, you can't do that. Is
that part of what that was?
You can't do that. You're not supposed to have any renditions of Allah around. Can't be seen unless you're in a special sacred place. So they put him in a bear costume, and it was just implied that this is Allah. It wasn't really even said. And that's, you're just going too far.
Allah, peanut butter sandwiches.
La mode?
That's Sesame Street. Oh. I love peanut butter. Does he say I love peanut butter sandwiches, or I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Because I'd really like to know.
Jeez.
It's something that's been stumping me now for a long time. Maybe somebody in the chat room knows. Hey!
Fred says, come back to the dark side, Big JD.
Nah. Yeah, well, I'm in another dark side over here with this thing, man, and it's like driving me crazy.
You have already gone crazy.
But I have a PC that sits next to this that is even worse. I only use it for key generating.
He says that on. Oh, boy.
Hey, try before you buy. That's sometimes my motto. Try. So that's my news. Do you have any news?
I did, and you said one of my stories. I'm trying to think what my other story was. Oh, the tornado in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
They're in Yazoo City. Even though I don't think
that's gotta be, that can't even be real. It's gotta Yazoo. Be phony. Yazoo. Isn't that an online chat thing? Yazoo. Oh, that's Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Okay, go on.
Yazoo. There was a tornado that was somewhere between a half mile and a mile wide, and it cut up
a mile wide.
Mile wide. Some people say it was mile. Other people say it was.
So would that actually be a funnel, though? You could see.
Yeah.
That was that big.
Yeah.
That's just outrageously huge.
It's big.
Wow.
And that's where the governor of Mississippi lives, in Yazoo.
But the governor of Mississippi lives in a zoo?
That's what he says when he goes to work. Yazoo. This place is Yazoo.
Yeah.
So 10 dead in Mississippi, and
lots of... That's not many for that big of a thing, then. But
it was very fortunate. It was the story of one guy who was painting a church, and he was looking out the window and he saw it coming, so he ran and ducked under the altar, and it saved his life because the church collapsed on top of him, on top of the altar. He just got out, had a few scratches. That's amazing that someone had the wherewithal to do that. We're going to talk about that piece of news. Okay, I guess that's it for me.
Oh, now that's it. So let's get into today's topic.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
It's Giants. Today's topic is Giants.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes, it is.
Well, the dates are wrong on the website, so I apologize for that. But we went through a couple of weeks of mayhem, and the dates are wrong for whatever this is.
There was no mayhem.
Who knows what this is? Well, it was 2 weeks of no shows, real shows.
It was lack of mayhem, if you ask me.
Okay, but 2 weeks ago, what did we do? Broadcast, what happened? Did we do a pre-record one show or something and then did a rebroadcast? But 2 weeks we didn't do shows.
Right.
What happened? What did we do those two times? Did we pre-record one of them or no? We did one. Wasn't it really bad? Something was wrong with it and I had to fix it?
No, I think you're thinking of something else.
Okay.
What
happened 2 weeks ago?
We broadcast twice in a row. Yep. That's what happened. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the previous show was a real show somehow.
The last one?
I think it came and pre-recorded it, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
I don't recall 100%, so don't quote me on it. But anyway, today's show is on giants, and we're going to talk about giants of all kinds, mythology, giants that are depicted from the Bible, giant humans, maybe some giant animals, and giant body parts.
Whoa.
So there'll be some pictures of me on the Jabbercast show. No, I'm just kidding.
What about the movie Giant?
I have a big baby toe. The movie Giant?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What about the Giants? The New York Giants?
Okay.
Chicago Giants.
Giant was one of the few movies that James Dean was in, by the way, if you didn't know.
Okay, no, I don't think I have seen it even.
What?
I may have. I
Elizabeth
don't know.
Taylor and Rock Hudson.
That one, okay.
Yeah, they live out on some...
Rock Hudson.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson was on the Flintstones episode I saw this morning. Oh, that's Rock Hudson.
Right. And Tuesday, Wednesday.
What?
She was on that same one, wasn't she?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. don't think so. Anyway.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
So where do you want to take the giant, where do you want to start
the conversation? The mythology and legends of many different cultures include monsters of human appearance, but prodigious size and strength. Giant is the English word commonly used for such beings, delivered from one of the most famed examples of...
Derived, not delivered.
Derived, yeah. Yeah, okay. what is it? The Gigantes? Greek, of Greek mythology?
Yes.
Yep. Did you ever see the movie The Gargantuas?
No.
Old movie from like the 60s? The Gargantuas, they were big giants. Crazy, oh. Hairy-like type things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, The Gargantuas.
Okay. And I have a magnet on my fridge that I've had on there for at least a decade.
Yeah.
Of a movie, and it's a guy who's just huge. I can't even think what the name of the movie is. Hmm.
David and Goliath?
No, he's in a city, and he's like, I'm so big, I'm
It's not Ultraman,
people.
Is it? Ultraman was pretty giant.
No, it wasn't Ultraman.
Okay.
But yeah, from mythology, which I think is like a big fish story.
Big fish story? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jonah. Jonah. What is it? The big whale thing?
Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah.
Yeah. I'm saying it's like you go, I caught a fish this big.
Oh, okay, like that.
But he got away.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, the fish was this big.
Right.
Right. And I think that's how these stories perpetuate into giant. I think the story gets gigantic as opposed to what actually happened. And, of course, mythology was spread only by word of mouth for the most part.
And as you're talking, though, about talking about giant, possible giant animals, well, Loch Ness Monster is apparently giant, and supposedly people have seen it, but we were sent by a listener some information, a story about, and some pictures that were taken by a KTBS helicopter, I guess that's a news station or whatever, flying over Lake Thomas, Winter Haven, Florida. The helicopter pilot and game wardens on the ground hearing communication via two-way radios, and what they took pictures of in this river, lake, swamp, water, is a huge, huge alligator, I guess, or crocodile, huge gator, says, to have a whole deer in its mouth. And the deer was later found to be a mature stag, which is huge. And if you see the pictures here, it's just like incredibly large. And they got it out of the water hanging here. Take a look at the size of this thing. Look at how big he is. It's just humongous. Wow.
That's a big honking.
Thanks, Fred.
What else was
this? Looking at the pictures?
Yeah. The snake is what I was thinking of. Snake away to hippopotamus. Did you see that?
No.
YouTube it. Anyway.
Anaconda's in the Anacondaville. What is the rainforest there? And now the, where everybody goes for the big X.
It's either the Amazon or the Nile.
The Amazon, yeah. Okay. And other ones, Goliath, obviously, from the Bible. And Jack and the Beanstalk. There was a giant up in the top of the beanstalk. A mythological giant.
Yes. And he had the hen that laid the golden eggs.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a giant, though.
That part might have been real, but I don't know about the giant.
If you're a giant, why would you want to steal a hen that laid golden eggs when you're that big?
Well,
you
I guess
just you pretty much have anything you want, can't you?
Well, I guess.
Steal everybody else's gold. You don't need a hen.
Yeah, I only know the Abbott Costello story, so I'm not really 100% sure. I know the whole Jack and the Beanstalk thing. No, I'm just kidding.
I would certainly hope so.
Gigantism in humans. Now, we've seen like Guinness Books of World Records and things like that that have big people in them, like the tallest people and that kind of thing. And gigantism, also known as giantism, I guess that's Greek as well, a condition characterized by excessive growth and height significantly above average. And the term is typically applied to those whose height is not just in the upper 1% of the population, but several standard deviations above mean for persons of the same sex, age, and ethnic ancestry. Terms seldom applied to those who are simply tall or above average. So that's giantism or gigantism. And some of these people are just humongous, huge.
They're gigantic.
Yeah. Some are big. There's people that are too, are big, like the one, the biggest guy, was his name Howard Hughes too? The biggest man that was, Hughes. They had to bury him in like a piano case or whatever. He was in the Guinness Book of World Records. Hughes, I think, was his last name. But and he was just a big man. I guess fat, big man, you know what I mean? But he wasn't really tall. But the tall ones, I guess, really are the what we refer to as giants. Somebody that just towers over other people. And you know, when I stand next to somebody, talk to somebody that's like just over 6 feet, looks big. You know what I mean? Can you imagine somebody 7 or so feet tall? And I've seen things on, you know, the internet, and I saw this one talk show with a European thing that they had an interview with the lady who's apparently has the longest legs in the world. So she's not really necessarily maybe the tallest person or right symmetrically, mm-hmm. but she has really long legs, and she's like just towering Amazon over like, you know, anybody on the show. And you know, she's really, really tall, but the pictures are just incredible when you see somebody that's really that tall.
For sure.
It's amazing just to stand next to somebody that's very tall, let alone somebody that's a giant.
Yeah. It kind of makes me not feel sorry for them. It makes me feel like they're kind of isolated. And who, you know, like...
Yeah, they're different. They're, you know, it's not normal. Right. So, I mean, they're... it's some kind of, you know, genetic...
Something.
You know, disfiguration of some kind, you could say, I suppose. You
There's
know, like
it's blonde girl at work. Her name's Karen, I think.
Yeah, Karen is very tall.
She's way taller than me. And
yeah.
Yeah, she's a giant girl.
Wonder if she's going to be at the meet tonight.
There's a meet?
Yeah, didn't you get the memo?
Oh, I got the the meat memo.
The meat memo.
But when I think of her, I think she, you have to hook up with someone who's...
And she did.
Really tall.
Yeah, the Hankster's a big guy.
Oh, you know her man?
Yeah.
Her man.
I dated him.
Did you?
No, really? No.
He's a bi guy?
No, he's not. But he's a big guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a big, tall guy.
Yeah, you'd have to hook up with a like-sized person.
Some don't, though. That's going to be funny to see a little guy with a big woman, but not so much a really big guy with a small chick.
Right. How come that is?
I don't know. Do we have double standards?
Yes, we do.
That's the same thing as like watching two chicks go at it is, what's wrong with that? Watching two guys go at it is, you know, we feel differently about that. Don't we, as guys, usually?
Yeah, two girls, that's yucky. Two guys, that's okay.
Oh, okay. I see how you swing. But yeah, we just have double standards that way as men, I guess, as heterosexual men.
I'm a hetero. Yeah.
When they're, those are things that deviate from the norm, all of those, you know, I guess, in some way, shape or form. And being tall is something that deviates away from what we deem as normal as the human population. And so...
I'm just looking at this list of famous, gigantic people.
Oh, that'd be good.
And there's some names I recognize. John Middleton. He was from the 16th century. Patrick Murphy. Martin Van Buren Bates. Clipper Thompson. Henry Height. How come that sounds familiar?
Because of the word height. Because that's what we're talking about today on the show. That's why that's
funny. Born Henry Mullins, who was a giant and was well known in his day for making personal appearances in the occasional movie that would capitalize on his height.
You know who that guy is, I think? Isn't he the guy that was in the James Bond thing and had the golden teeth? Is that him?
That's not him.
No?
No. This guy's older than that. He was in Low and a movie called
High.
Stanley.
Okay. You know who else was a pretty big guy? Was that El Zato guy? Wasn't he big? Remember him?
Monster Go-Go was another movie he was in. I'm sorry, who?
El Zato. Is that his name? He was like kind of a novelty guy in a lot of movies and stuff. El Zato. I think he was a football player or something. But he was like big and tall and towering.
El Zato. No.
The Rock is pretty tall, he seems like. Some of the wrestler guys are big and tall, I think.
The Rock?
Yeah, isn't he tall? And, or especially, what's his name there? The Undertaker looks tall. Some of those guys are giants, and some are just giants because they're big and built, you know,
built.
Exactly. And sometimes they appear that way because I've met some of the big guys, the big bodybuilders and stuff. And, some of them look like they're just huge monsters. And while they are, it's more in width and size than it is in height, because a lot of them are actually pretty short.
Right. Yeah.
I've met some that are like Mr. Universes that are that look just absolutely huge, and you actually get to meet them, and they like come up to your, you know, the bottom of your head.
Right.
Yet they're width-wise, they're like, you know,
right,
about as tall, as wide as you are tall.
Exactly. That reminds me of the guy on the Green Mile. Was it Green Mile?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is he not tall?
He's not tall.
No, he's they depict him as being
They filmed him really tall. Well. The guy who you're thinking of, the steel tooth dude. In,
oh, okay, yeah.
His name's Richard Dawson Kyle.
Okay.
Born in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow.
Made his acting debut in Laramie, and he played in The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Another big guy. Does it actually say his height here somewhere? I don't think so. Maybe. No.
I'm looking at a website as well. Biblebelievers.org.au.
Biblebelievers?
Yeah. Well, it's got some information on giant humans and dinosaurs and things, and shows some petrified fingers and things like that from humans past. And it just shows the size of them compared to, like, you know, large people today. And they're just big and wide and large.
I think humans evolved myself. But I think as a race, we were much smaller hundreds of years ago. So I think people who were like Jonas' size, those people back then would think, whoa, he's a giant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I guess because people were smaller back then something, you know, and now, yeah.
Do you believe people were smaller back in the day?
Yeah.
As a generality?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. Small, yeah, shorter, and I think to some degree maybe stockier, like a little larger size-wise.
Possibly, but, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You go to some places like Chichen Itza in Mexico or some other older historic buildings, and the stairs are small, and you think, why would you make a stair not at least as long as your foot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Because their feet did fit on those stairs.
Small or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to put your foot sideways to climb a lot of these stairs, and just didn't make sense to me, other than the people were smaller back in the day.
How about the Nephilim? You're familiar with the Nephilim at all?
Nephilim.
Ancient people that were supposed to be giants, too.
It wasn't Goliath a Nephilim?
I think they say to some degree that he was, yeah. I have some information here on Bible giants, and I use that because of the fact that, you know, that's old and maybe Mythian type stuff and whatnot. But some things that would come out of the Bible mentioned both before the flood and after. Well, it says here there's one line of thinking that suggests that giants were descendants of the fallen angels. I think, and now is that Nephilim or yeah, no? So who were the giants of the Bible? But they're mentioned before and after the flood. Rapha of Gath was said to be the father of several giants, of whom Goliath was one. So apparently Goliath had brothers that were big. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard that story.
A 12-fingered and 12-toed giant is also mentioned as one of the sons. And the giants in Palestine. Were also known as Ankims, Emmons, and Zamzummins.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got to pronounce all that. And with Palestine.
Palestine.
Puntine. Genesis 6, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also for that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men.
Sure.
Numbers 13 says, verse 33, it sounded like one of those Sunday morning.
Exactly.
The others saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshopper, and so we were in their sight.
Ah, yes.
Okay, can we bow our heads now?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had enough of that.
Fred in the chat room mentions Andre the Giant. Famous Canadian actor.
Oh, yeah. Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who that is. Andre the Giant. Who is that?
Wrestler dude.
Right.
Canadian. Andre the Giant. He says he was in The Princess Bride.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture who he is. Andre the Giant. Yeah. No, I just can't. It'll all shut down on me. I think I was supposed to go see, if I'm not mistaken, was it Andre the Giant at some point at Windsor Arena wrestling?
Sure.
My dad took us to Windsor Arena to see wrestling, and there was supposed to be some... I don't know if it was him that wrestled the bear or not, but I can't remember. And we saw midgets wrestling, but whoever the big headliner was, I think it was Andre the Giant maybe, that they didn't... They couldn't make it. So it was like, you know, other people and midget wrestling.
I think it wasn't the very first WrestleMania, Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan.
That I don't know.
I know that was a big fight. Like when that happened, I'm like, wow, that's just like a spectacle kind of thing. Like, are they actually going to go at it?
A girlfriend of mine, her uncle was George the Animal Steel.
Oh, really?
The turnbuckle biting guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Uh-huh. Do you know any other giants?
I don't really know any giants, I guess. Not really, like, you know, so personally that are actually giants. I know some tall people.
Sure. When you were in your bike riding heyday...
What kind of bike riding?
Motorcycle.
Yeah. Well, big guys.
Big guys, yeah.
Yeah. I know lots of big guys, but I wouldn't say giants that are like 7 feet and taller. That's giant.
7 feet and taller, yes.
I know a lot of people that are like over 6 feet, but... And while that's pretty tall to look at, sometimes it's, you know, somebody that's 6'1", 6'2". I mean, you look up at them and think, wow, that's pretty tall.
Sure.
That's high.
That's high.
And but somebody that's 7 feet and above or whatever, or 8 feet, man, that's just outrageous.
Is there an 8 foot person? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think there's been 8 foot or so people that are in a record breaking capacity. But maybe we should actually move on right now. We can come back to this if we have some time, but let's get into Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
With Jakey Lee, this is Ozzy Osbourne, Killer of Giants.
Thank you.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so yeah, Tech Talk, and you brought yourself in a cup of tea, and you had an empty cup here.
So where the heck did this cup come from? Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know. Oh, jeez.
So we've played the Tech Talk ID?
Yes, we did. And what are we going to talk about for Tech Talk? Do you want to talk about your some Bluetooth headphones?
I would love to.
Yeah,
that's just awesome. Freaking rock. I'm telling you, it's one of the best things I've ever...
And what was the cost? $100?
$100.
Okay.
They're the Sony DR-BT100. And it is wired. It's because it's got like a base unit.
Is the base unit hold a battery or something? It's a big base unit, man.
There is a battery in here. And they say if you want to replace the battery, you can replace it, but you have to send it to them or go to a Sony store.
Oh, so it's not, I mean, that's what I meant, I guess. Was it a AAA or AA?
No,
or
no, you okay. Plug it into your USB and it recharges.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So it's got a ton of functionality because you can control your music player on your computer mm-hmm. if you wanted to, like iTunes or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
You can fast forward and rewind and go to the next song, volume up, volume down, play and pause. But it won't work like in a browser window. Like if you're playing a movie, it won't control that aspect of it.
Right.
And of course, it'll work with your phone. So mm-hmm. if you have a phone that plays music...
There only is one phone, and that's the iPhone. So mm-hmm. it'll work with the iPhone player, music and everything, and then take your calls.
Yes.
All over Bluetooth.
Yes, exactly. And it's stereo. Mm-hmm. So you can... And you can say if you want it to be stereo or not. It seems like when you say mono, it uses a different protocol of some kind.
Okay.
And it's way louder. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the stereo mode, you got to kind of crank things up a little bit to get the same kind of volume out of it, which is fine with me. And there's one other thing I wanted to say. It can pair up to 9 devices onto it. So I can pair it with my computer if I want to watch I use it at work, so I can watch YouTube videos and movies and video podcasts mm-hmm. on it and leave my computer and actually still continue listening to it without actually watching the computer.
Right.
And I can do that as well. I can pair it with my phone and I can take calls with it at work too. The thing I like about it is the buds, because I'm really fond of these bud type, you know, it's the kind that are squishy and they fit into your ear and they form a seal in your ear.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And so you get lots of bass response and it kills a lot of the sound. Mm-hmm. I work in a relatively noisy plant and I think that these things actually save my hearing because I don't have this constant high frequency bombarding my ears all day. And so I'm really digging this. It's like one of the... And I don't want to say it, but last night I had my laptop. I was watching the Chickenfoot had a live webcast on last night. Mm-hmm. And so I tethered my phone to my laptop in my car and I was listening to it on these things.
Why didn't you just do it from the, you couldn't just do it from the phone? Is it flash based or something like that?
This site was flash based.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Livestream.com. So yeah, so that's the, Sony DR-BT100 Bluetooth headphones. They rock.
Very cool. Nice and compact. I like that. Yeah. And yeah, nice. We'll move on to the Jabber quote. Okay, am I plugged in down there? Because I'm only on battery juice, man. I don't know if it's up here. Yeah, it's not up here. I got a dying failing. Now it's plugged in, yeah?
Yeah, it's...
It came apart somehow?
Right.
Okay.
Was that plugged in?
Okay, the quote, Sir Isaac Newton. Was he a sir?
Isaac Newton was knighted, yeah.
Yeah. If I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants. What does he mean by that?
Repeat, please.
Sir Isaac Newton, if I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants.
I see.
What do you think he means by that?
I think he means that he has, obviously he was Sir Isaac Newton, and he came upon lots of discoveries. I don't know if he invented anything, but probably did, I'm guessing. And the knowledge he gained was from, was based on stuff he learned from guys before him, the astrologers and physicians, not physicians, what's a guy who studies physics?
Listen, man, if you can't talk, you know.
Get off the show, buddy.
leave the hard stuff to me.
Okay. No, what is it about?
Palestine.
Palestine. Oh, right. That's Palestine. I'm just trying to think of who, a guy who studies physics, what is he?
Physicist, man.
Physicist. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's what he's saying. Yes, I did discover all these formulas and gravity and the whole thing right. Like that. It's not just me. It's what I learned before that by the other guys that makes me...
All summed up, he's sort of being modest.
He's being modest, yeah.
You know, he's realizes that a lot of great things that he has seen have, you know, come from others. What's up?
He told me he's a physicist.
Yeah. It's somebody that assists a phys.
Fred's very smart. And he also wanted to correct the fact that Andre the Giant was French, not Canadian.
French-Canadian, though? Was he Canadian
no.
at all?
No.
Did he live in Canada?
I think he's from France is what he's saying.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Because you could be from a lot of places and be French, couldn't you?
Could be from the U.S. and be French, couldn't you?
yeah, you could.
Yeah, you certainly could, couldn't you?
I could.
Well, yeah.
I'm from the States, yeah.
And?
My last name's Le Plant.
With meaning?
The plant.
Yeah, but I mean, what's that nationality-wise like?
It's French.
There you go.
We come from... My family comes from France.
Didn't take too long to get that out of you.
I'm slow today, and I can't articulate anything for some reason. My brain needs to be... I'm drinking decaffeinated tea. Maybe I need the real thing.
And there you go. So anyways, that pretty much sums up this week's show. Let's take a look and see what we have coming up next week. Now, I lost my show notes, and in the little problem that I had with my Safari shutting down, I also lost, and this is funny. Oh, no, it's not. I lost my, my Safari shut down, and I lost all my pages, and I had our actual web page up so that I could let listeners know what we had coming up next week. Now, I got a beach ball with Safari, so that's trying to scroll down the page.
Scrolling is not allowed on this application.
Accept or deny.
Deny.
So next week's show, let's see, what's the date today? 25th, right?
Yes,
so
it
is. So the 25th, we're showing the name, what next week's show topic is, but and the 18th is Giants, because it's a little messed up here. So
and you'll fix that by the time
I'll fix that, yeah, when the show goes up as a podcast today, which, well, I'll tell you where you can get that later. But, so the 25th today is Giants. Next week, which should be May 2nd, is the Hunting and Fishing Show.
Okay.
So we discuss these sport. That's really good. And involved equipment, as well as talk to some of the individuals who partake in hunting and fishing.
I know a couple hunters.
Yeah. Can you get an interview with Dan? Dan Hunts?
Yes, I can.
That would be great.
You got to give me the questions, though.
Okay, I'll do that. And I have somebody in mind who actually does a hunting television show, and I'll see what I can do there.
Like, is he a celebrity hunting show guy?
I don't know how celebrity-ish, but has a hunting show in America.
Fred's giving us our show notes in the chat. He's good.
Well, you have to copy that and paste. What is it? What's he got? Something for next week?
No, he just basically said what's in the.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because you can't get.
We should have just read that, and I wouldn't have had to.
That's why he's doing it. Because yeah. Here, let me help you out. He's helping you out because you're. I think I might just go to the
get a PC.
No, I'm gonna go to JD Mac, QD Mac, pick you up.
What? QD Mac and pick up what?
Pick up a used Mac for you.
I can get a used Mac from my buddy that's always got used Macs available with Intel processors and stuff. But I don't want to use Mac. I want a brand new Mac, and I'm just waiting till I have some money to get one.
Yeah, I know. That's we've heard that since.
Yeah, you'll keep on hearing it too, because it just keeps getting pushed further and further away. So I'm thinking though that I will have a new computer sometime this summer. But I do have an Intel Mac. It's just in the repair shop. And at least that's cool at home.
You know, it's at mean? Home, yeah.
Yeah, coming here, so okay, I deal with a little bit of trouble, but...
Deal with it!
So anyway, that's we want to let you know that you can go to the iTunes store and you can listen to the podcast. You can subscribe to the Jabbercast for free, the iTunes store. Just search Big JD, search the Jabbercast. You could probably search Lippo there and come up with all kinds of fun things.
You will.
All right. And do you have the BCR there?
Yeah.
Yeah? You have the music show? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have a okay to play the music that you play on there for the most part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you ask that?
Well, I just wondered because if you don't have, an okay to play that music.
Permission
to play it, then, you know, would you still put it on the iTunes store? Like, I never had the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show on there because I didn't have permission to play my stuff, and
right.
Things are different in Canada than the U.S. As far as doing that stuff.
Yeah, and it seems like lately the podcasts that I listen to are just, it's free for all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's copyright material that don't matter.
Well, it depends. If you're in the U.S. and you actually are on, I guess I'm talking live radio. So I don't know, there may be some things with podcasts in some of the places that, are there places that you have to pay to have your podcast at? No, eh? Not like online radio where you got to pay for the hosting service server and
no.
Okay.
I mean, our podcast is on a server that we are paying for.
Right, right. But there's no licensing fees covered by that. Like live radio is.
Oh no.
Through the U.S.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah. So anyway. As well, you can just go to the Jabbercast website, thejabbercast.com, and you can click on the RSS feed. There's links to iTunes as well, but of course you can listen to the show from the player. We're currently broadcasting on Ustream.
And what about people who want to listen to us on their iPhone?
You want to listen to us on the iPhone?
In your car.
Oh, you know what?
Tell me what.
Listen to us on Stitcher, and I always want to play that ID, and I just want to see if I actually have the Stitcher ID in here, because that's a new thing for us.
Stitcher, it's great. I listen to it in my car on the way to work all the time. You get news and sports and entertainment and technology, and basically they categorize them like that. And then
podcasts, yeah.
And so they make a radio station basically for you. So
yeah.
If you want, and it just goes through, if you pick news, it would just go through ABC, CBS, CNN, NPR. It'll give you the latest broadcast from them that they put up. It's amazing. But then there's shows like ours that are on there. If you want music, you'll get, you know, all kinds of different genres of music that you want to listen to. Stitcher, if you got an iPhone. And I think they got a BlackBerry app too, and I know they're working on an Android app. Like you say, there's
The Palm Pre they have too, but I don't know.
Palm Pre, really?
The Pre, yeah. They have those three, and I don't know what the deal is with the Android, but you know, somewhere I have an idea and I'd love to play it before we end the show, and I'm just looking for it, and I know it's here someplace, so...
But you know the Palm Pre, like...
Bear with me for a moment.
Is, that's death. It's done. Palm is done. They're being sold. They blew it when they came out with their WebOS phone.
WebOS.
Yeah, so like phones, like the Android phones, they're just everywhere. Now, you got the Nexus One, you got the Droid, and Dell just announced two phones this week, the Lightning and the Thunder.
The Droid?
No,
who? This
Dell.
Oh, Dell phones?
Dell phones, and it's running Android.
Okay.
Yeah, they look pretty interesting.
Dell's pretty much capitalized on the PC world, I think, like one of the top couple things in PC, you know. HP's still kicking, but
HP's definitely still kicking as far as the PC market goes, whereas Dell has kind of lost their mojo.
Dell's really full featured for a lot of stuff, I think, and a lot of
they got low end and high end.
I guess
you can get like a $300 netbook or a $2,000 powerhouse Windows machine.
Okay, here's the Stitcher ID before we leave.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
Yeah, the ID wasn't in my... Hey, this is JDBC live from rehearsal. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, jeffreydavid.ca. Cool. Anyways, that was in iTunes. So the next thing played, and that's what that was from. That's from it. Oh, that's on here. Wow. That's a practice from like 2 days ago. Heavy. A little bit of guitar coming up. No drummer at that one, though. So anyway, that's the end of this week's Jabbercast, and we'll see you next week for the hunting and fishing show. You don't want to miss that with all the seasons have got to be coming up, right? Some of them, something. Some are at when the weather gets cold, but aren't there some now? Fishing for sure.
Fishing, yes.
All right. Yeah. We're going to be fishing for the hunters next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.